What's up, everyone? I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome to... Oh, can we start at the beginning?
What's up, everyone? I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome to season four of a coming-of-age movie.
Woo! We cannot believe that we're already on our fourth season, and we can't believe how fast these past three seasons have gone.
Just like the podcast, we've also been growing up without realizing it, and we've realized that some of the most important lessons are ones you have to figure out on your own. Here are a few things that nobody told us about growing up.
So I don't know if this was just me, but as a kid, I was always kind of thinking like, oh, one day I'll be an adult and I'll just know everything about life and I'll just know, like, it'll just click. Like, oh, perfect. I'm an adult
totally,
now.
Yeah. I remember, like, for a couple of years, I would always get these books that were like 500 random questions and the answers to them that you don't really need to know. And I have a couple of them still. I remember just like reading through them and being like, I am preparing for adulthood. I need to know these things in life.
It's like
I don't
how to escape quicksand, how
no,
to suck,
yeah.
how to suck venom out of a leg.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe you do need to know those things, but like I don't. But like I thought that's how I was going to become an adult, by like reading those like random like question and answer books.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like my parents talked to me about it, kind of like, I remember being a kid, my mom would always be like, you know, like, she'd be like, even as an adult, like, you don't really know like the answers to everything, but you just know how to deal with things better. Like, I don't know, it's a weird concept, and I feel like as teenagers, especially with COVID, and it feels like your life was on pause, you kind of grow up without realizing it, and then all of a sudden you just know how to do things. Like, you know how to drive and pay for stuff, and like, I can never imagine going to the grocery store like even 3 years ago, like running errands
And
and
now I have a debit card. Like, where did that even come from? Like, now I go to the store and I'm just like, oh yeah, here's my card. Like, I could never, like, if you told me 3 years ago that I would be driving to stores, buying things on my own with money that I like actually earned, I'd be like, I think you're lying. Like, there's no way that I could actually do that at all in any point of my entire life. And now I'm doing it like 3 years later. Like, that's just,
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, obviously there are things like, you know, the like how to drive or how to like do like how to cook, like things physically that you need to learn how to do, but I feel like also
you
as,
learn so much more.
Yeah, like things just of how to look at things and kind of, I think like what I was saying, that my mom was saying, like, you don't really learn how to do everything, you kind of just learn how to, you almost learn how to learn, if that like makes any sense. Like,
you learn how to like adapt to situations, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, like you learn how to figure things out when they come. Like, if one day you need to, like, you're in this emergency that you are not prepared for at all, you learned how to prepare yourself for that. Like, if that makes any sense. Like, that's kind of what growing up is. I don't know, it's confusing.
I think it makes sense. It's pretty much learning, it's pretty much preparing you for anything that life can throw at you. And then you're like, through growing up, I guess, you learn how to handle those possible scenarios that you might face.
And you learn, like, more like learning how to handle anything rather than like, oh, I know how to escape from quicksand.
Exactly. You learned like you learn everything instead of just quicksand.
Yeah. And we have so the majority of this episode is going to be kind of like quotes / like tips, like things to kind of carry with you through life. These are things that I have, a lot of these are actually from a notes thing in my phone called like things to live by. And it's just,
that's so cute. I love that.
It's kind of, it's really cringy, but it's like, it's things that I just think like, if like they can help you in any situation. And so, yeah, now we're going to read some of those and kind of give our,
I am so excited,
opinions on those. So the first one, starting off kind of basic, you can't learn without making mistakes. So make mistakes, own them, and learn from them.
I think own them is a very big part, because like, you can always make mistakes and then like learn from them, but like, if you don't own them and realize that you're the one who screwed up, and like, not necessarily screwed up, but like, if you're the one who like,
you just say like, okay, I'm, if you don't, yeah, if
you don't take ownership for what you did wrong, pretty much.
And if you
that's
don't,
like, you're really going to learn from it.
Yeah, exactly, because you're not going to change anything if you kind of don't acknowledge that it happened.
And you also have to like accept the consequences that happen with your actions, because like, that's something honestly, I've gotten so much better with, but I still struggle with, like, you have to own your mistakes, and then not only that, but you have to look forward and realize, like, how you're going to deal with them in the future, if that makes sense. Like, you have to figure out, like, what the consequences are going to be. Like, if it's something, like, you snuck your phone at night and your parents caught you, right? Like, okay, consequence, you don't have your phone for maybe a week now, or maybe you don't sneak it for a week, or you learn better ways to hide your phone, I don't know. But, like, things like that, like, you gotta, like, I don't know, you have to, like, learn the consequences, but not really learn them, but, like, work with that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. And what else was I saying? Oh yeah, no, just like things like, okay, I feel like I've been not to like I've been making a lot of mistakes recently, not like really big things, but like
Know, me too.
because just like, with being in, doing new things. I always use driving as an example because it's just such a good one because it's such a different thing that nobody really teaches you how to do. Like even when you're with your driving lessons, you're kind of expected to know how to drive already, which is really scary.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, and it's all about making mistakes. Like for example, I was with Julia one time and I was kind of zoned out and I was kind of lost and I made a turn and ended up on the highway. And
That
like
was a fun day.
I would, rather not be on the highway because it was also like 11 at night. But the thing is, I will never make that same turn again without knowing that I'm going on the highway. That's like something that I will always
Tira has
know.
learned.
Yeah. Like it's like little things like that, but you just know, like, okay, that turn is gonna lead me to the highway. And that's just like a little thing that you kind of carry with you from the mistake.
Yeah, I've done a couple really bad driving mistakes, and it's like, you don't like. All right, so I'm gonna do a little quick story, and I'm gonna preface it with everybody is okay and alive, and nobody got hurt, right? And
Oh, is
with
this a
all clear to
train
start
thing?
with. Yeah,
Okay.
basically, I was driving with my friends for lunch, and we ended up, I was driving, and I ended up getting us caught on the train tracks. And what are those things called? Like the barriers, I guess? I don't know.
The
The
things that like
warning.
come down when the train is coming.
Yeah, they started coming down. We were all freaking out. One of my friends jumped out of the car and was just like, I'm out.
I still don't know why you didn't just drive around it, because you have enough time to drive around it, and there are also like.
I couldn't. There were too many cars like right in front of me. Because the car like up in front of me like abruptly stopped. So I was stuck on the tracks and then the thing started coming down. So I tried to back up and the thing shut on the car. And at which point I went in drive, turned my wheel as far as it could go and bolted, went through the both of them, and then I pulled over on the side street.
Yeah,
I
that's
was
what I was
like,
saying. That's what I'm saying.
oh my God.
But
It
see,
was
like, I'm
you
okay.
I
That's always freaked me out. So I don't like. I'm probably just not freaking out because when I was younger, that was the scariest thing to me. And so I asked my mom, like, what do we do if we get stuck on the train track? And she's like, you won't, because when the things come down, you can go around them. And so I've always just known that. So yeah.
when I told my dad, well, my dad doesn't know that ever happened actually, but when I would like tell my dad like beforehand, I'd be like, oh, whatever happens, that happens. He just goes, you get out of the car, say the car doesn't matter, your life is more important, and you go. So in my mind, fight or flight kicked in, and I was with fight at that point. And I was like, I'm not leaving this car behind. I'm not paying for car insurance. So I pulled the car out and I went around. Obviously, if it came down to it, don't really care
And you
about the
jump
car.
out of the car, but
But everything was fine. But it was like, now my friends, like people who like weren't there when it happened, when I'm driving them, they're like, why are you so far behind the train tracks? I'm like, experiences. And it's just like,
experiences.
I don't know, it's just like a you don't learn unless you own to what you did wrong, and then you like you learn from it, you adapt to like next situations that come up like that.
Okay, our next one. Like, I'm trying to think of how to explain this. Writing it out, I couldn't think of how to write it, but. It's okay to regret things or realize things that you wanted are no longer serving you. So when I say regret things, I don't mean like, oh, it's okay to like go and do something stupid and then look back and be like, oh, that was stupid. Like, okay, if that happens, that's a mistake and that's back to the first one, whatever. But it's okay to be like, oh, I really want like I would do anything to be on this sports team. I want to make varsity volleyball. Like that's all I want. And then you make the team and then you realize, oh, this is actually not what I want. You can't beat yourself up and think like, oh my God, I can't believe I thought I wanted this. Like, I'm such an idiot. Like, what? Like, whatever. Because you, there's like, it's a psychology thing. Like, I learned this in psych last year. I don't know. Like, it's impossible to predict how you're gonna react in a situation until it actually happens. Like, even if you think like, oh, I'm pretty sure this is what I would do, you don't know until it happens. And so you can't get mad at yourself for not knowing because that's not possible.
I like that.
Thank
I
you.
was going to use a similar like analogy that you did with like the volleyball team, but I think that like it's exactly that. Like you can't predict what you're going to do because like I was saying like earlier, like with the fight or flight, like not necessarily like that like intense, but like there's
But you're
some
in a
things like that
different,
like
yeah.
you just really can't predict anything that's going to come from it.
Exactly. And this next one, okay, like okay, this one is it's really whatever.
I'm curious about this one.
I know, I'm trying to think of how to explain it without like with while keeping it PG. I mean, not like PG, but like okay. This one is there is no normal. Because I feel like everyone I'm gonna use the example like when you're like 12 and you're like, am I supposed to be shaving my legs right now? Because all my friends are shaving their legs, right? But then, so, okay. I feel like every like 12-year-old has looked up like, should I shave my legs or should I, you know, whatever, like the classic, like, should I be doing this? Unless your parents were really, really good about it, then you're lucky. But I feel like you look that up and people are like, oh, you know, some people do, some people don't. It's all about whatever you want. And you're like, yeah, shut up. Like, you're just trying to be nice to me.
Like, please just tell me what I'm supposed to do right now.
Yeah, exactly. But I come to realize that there are a lot of things where it really is just like some people do, some people don't. Or it's like, should I wash my hair every day? Some people do, some people don't. And it's like, no, should I or should I? Like, sometimes there is no answer. It's really about what works best for you. And that's, I used to think that was like a trick to kind of be like where it's like, oh, you know, some people, you know, shave their legs. Other people don't. People that don't are weird, but like we accept them, you know, whatever. Like, but it's not like that. Like, certain things work best for certain people. Like, some of my friends wash their hair once a week because that's their hair is dry or whatever, and it works the best like that. Some people have to wash it every day or else it gets really oily. It depends on the person, and people aren't being nice when they say that you can do either because it just depends. That was my spiel.
And it's really annoying because that's the exact answer that people don't want to hear.
I know.
Because, like, everybody just wants to be t like, when you're young, when you're like growing up, like, and we are still, but when you're not as, you know, like advanced as we are, I guess, you just want to like be told what to do. Like, you don't want to make decisions for yourself because it's all about fitting in for you, and you just want to do what other people want you to do. But like, you can't compare yourself with other people because everybody grows and changes at their own pace, and it's okay if you're not at anybody else's pace. It's okay if you're faster, it's okay if you're slower, it's okay if you're like really
On
far
a
behind,
different
really far
path,
ahead.
like,
Exactly. And it's not like it's like so hard to like deal with this question, I guess, because it's just
because you
like,
just you want an answer and you want to be told what to do, but there is no right answer. Nobody knows what they're doing. Just do what works for you.
I feel like that's like a really big theme about this episode. It's just going to be like, it really depends on what works for you, which is what nobody wants to hear. And I'm so sorry, but there's really no other answer for that. Like, you can like
Yeah.
wiki read as many WikiHows as you want, but like, you got to figure out what's going to actually work for you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
And this one is so sad. People in your life, right? They're going to come and go. But I don't know, something that I've been working on is that you can't immediately just like drop people, if that makes sense. Like, if there's a chance that things are going to work out, like, it's always better to just try and work out and like see if you can work things out between you guys, because in the end, you might regret it if you didn't try and work it out. So, it's always better to just have like the, oh, we did try it, but it didn't work, then, oh, what if we did try it? Things would be so much different. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think a big part of this is also people come and go peacefully. Like, obviously some things are gonna end with a bang and that's fine, but when you can, like, try to sever ties peacefully. Don't burn any bridges, because like I've really been trying to do that recently. Like, if I just know that I have a friend or something that, you know, just isn't the best for me, I don't try to get, like, I used to kind of hold on to that friendship until it exploded and blew up in my face and we could no longer like talk. But recently I've been trying to just kind of like acknowledge it early and just kind of let it naturally break away instead of hold on until it's like literally falling apart, because that's just going to make it worse, I think. Yeah.
I agree. I think it's like, and I feel like if you're like me and you have an issue where you think the entire world revolves around you and you feel like everything has to end with a bang, a big pro like thing that you have to realize is that it's okay if some things just happen naturally and you don't have to hold on to them. You don't have to try and like not really force a bang, but you don't have to like you can just like deal with things. Like
Yeah, things just happen, like especially with like school and like, you know, going from high school to college or whatever, like you're gonna just, a lot of people aren't gonna be a big part of your life anymore, and I'm really nervous for that, but you kind of just gotta let it happen, I think.
it's really gonna, exactly. And again, you don't have to just let things happen. If you want, try and work them out with people. Like, if there's somebody like you believe is worth like fighting for, I guess, then fight for it. So, you know,
Yeah.
but also just have to make sure that like the people that you're fighting for, you've got to make sure that they make you happy. Like, you don't really have time to deal with people who don't. That's how I view it. It's
Yeah.
like, if somebody's making you like unhappy, like then what's the point of like spending any time with them at all? So like, just
Exactly.
don't.
That's a big thing I feel like that you learn, like, from middle school. I was holding on to like so many things that were not good for me, and yeah, moving on. This one's a big one that I heard when I was really young, and I still really, really hold on to it. Learn how to do things for yourself. And I mean like the little things. Like, something I always do is I always try to zip up my dresses by myself, because I saw this thing where it was like, learn how to zip up your dress because one day there's not going to be someone to do it or something. Not in like a crazy deep way, but like one day you're going to be like in a bathroom stall needing to zip up your own dress or whatever, like for some reason, like just things like that, like learn how to basically, yeah, just like all those little things that you usually ask someone else to help you for, help you with or whatever. Just know how to do it on your own. Something I actually did been doing for the past few days. I've been trying to drive to places that I usually try to not drive to. Like if my friends and I are going to a restaurant, I'll be like, no, I don't feel comfortable in that town. Like not like because it's not safe, but I'm like, oh, I don't know my way around. I like went and tried to figure out everything. Wasn't very successful. I'm gonna try again next time.
Look at you go.
Yeah, or and I like went on the highway a few times yesterday because I'm not very like comfortable taking other people on the highway. So I was practicing and it went really well. Just because like you want to know how to do things and feel comfortable doing things for when you have to, basically. That's my.
Yeah, again, preparedness. Get prepared for certain situations that might pop up.
Yeah, exactly.
And oh, I like this next one. It's saying like, okay, I gotta explain this. So saying no is okay, but you have to remember that you only live once. Okay, so I remember when I was a kid, I would always say no to roller coasters because I thought I was gonna get on one and then like fall out and die. And like, I just wished I went on those roller coasters because I love roller coasters now, and all those memories I could have had on them, I had instead playing arcade games, which was still fun, but roller coasters would have been really cool. And I feel like, I don't know, that's like a weird example to use, but I feel like, I don't know, you're just like, it's okay to like be a little risky sometimes, you know?
Yeah, like I think this one it kind of takes on a few different meanings. Like say no, like it's okay to say no. Like don't feel like you have to do something because someone else wants you to do it. This can obviously mean sexual things or just anything in general. Like if someone's like, hey, like this is like honestly a big one. If people are like, you know, sorry, this is like related to something in our lives, but I wasn't thinking of this. If someone's like, oh, like send me homework answers, but you like don't want to send, like you just don't want to, like. You don't need to feel like you have to. Like you might be like, oh, well, you know, they're really nice to me. I should do it. No, you don't have to. Like,
You don't owe anybody anything,
yeah. Like, you
unless
know,
you actually
be a
do.
nice
Then it's
person.
true.
Be a nice person. But like, you can say no. And then what Julia was saying, like, if positive peer pressure, negative peer pressure, basically positive peer pressure, like, oh, come on this roller coaster or whatever. Use your own judgments, but you know, remember that you only live once and. A lot of things aren't going to hurt you, and you probably end up having a great time. So, yeah. That was my trying to work around that.
I like that one a lot because I think it also like, I don't know, I feel like me as a person, like I used to be such like an introverted person. I turned into like a little bit more of an extroverted person, which is a really big jump for me. And I think like saying yes to like a bunch of like cool experiences, like roller coasters and stuff, or just like, I don't know, like going out like one night with like random people to like go out to dinner or whatever. Like, I don't know, it helps. Like it's fun. Like you only live once, like might as well. Like what's the worst case that happens, you know?
Yeah, like I used to like if someone asked me to hang out and I wasn't 100% comfortable with them, I would like say no. And that was more like middle school and I've been really working hard to not do that anymore and I've made so many more new friends from that and things like that, yeah. Okay, this next one, it's also something that I say this in my head all the time. A lot of these like get repeated in my head multiple times like a week sometimes like if I really am having a bad week. So ask for what you want because the worst that they can do is say no. So think about that. Like if let's say like you want oh my God, such a good example. At the end of the marking period, let's say I have like a 96.5 and a 97 is an A plus. I will message that teacher and say like, "Hi, is there anything I can do for extra credit to get the grade rounded up or whatever?" Like and then a lot of the times they'll say like, "No, I'm sorry." Like I like no. But okay. So after that, I'm just left with the same grade that I had before. Like nothing bad happened. Like but then sometimes they say yes and then I have a higher grade. So like things like that. Like ask just ask for what you want because if they say no, then it's the same outcome as if you never asked. But if you ask, there's a chance they'll say yes. That
Exactly.
yeah.
They're like, and people like can't read your mind too. Like, yeah, the teachers might have a feeling that you want to like raise your grade, but like unless you ask for it, they're not going to approach you and be like, hey, do you want a higher grade?
Yes, that's
Like,
such a good point.
you have to put yourself out there and like not risk any, like Kira, like by messaging a teacher, you don't risk anything. All you do is just be like, hey, you want to help me out? And they're either no or yes. It like you don't lose anything in those situations, you know?
And oh yeah, no, like you were saying about like they can't read your mind. That's such a good point. Like I want to do an episode on communication. One week when I have a lot of time, I'm gonna like develop a really good episode on that because like I feel like that like the It's just so important because people can't read your mind, and communication is so important in every kind of relationship in the world. So,
That is so true.
okay, this next one I wrote and Julia bolded it, and I'm curious as to why. I think because she agrees. But
I very much,
this one
yeah.
is such a good one because you kind of don't realize this. Like this isn't like a reminder, like, oh, you know, saying no is okay. It's like something that it's actually like you don't realize it's different. Happiness isn't a permanent state, but wholeness is. So let's say you have, you know, a lot of friends and great relationships with your family and good grades and everything, and everything's, you know, you're playing a sport and you're doing great and everything's perfect. You can still have bad days. And that doesn't mean that you have a bad life or that you're in a bad situation. You can just be having a bad day. And okay, it's not permanent, like wholeness isn't permanent, but you know what I mean? Like it's longer lasting than happiness. Happiness is an emotion, and you're not, you know, biologically programmed to have an emotion longer than like however long science. But like actually like longer than a day. I don't know the science, but that's what I'm saying. Like it's an emotion versus a state of being, and don't think that if you're not happy that your life is bad.
That's exactly what I was going to get to. Happiness, like, I feel like, I don't know. It took me like years to realize this, but happiness really isn't like an emotion that's felt 100% of the time if you're truly a happy person. Like, it's like something that comes and goes, and maybe it just comes a bit more often than other emotions do. But like, the only way that you're going to be a happy person is if like your life is how you want it to be, I guess. That's where like the wholeness comes into it, because like to be happy, you want to have happy things around you, whether it's happy people, happy think people that make you happy, things that make you happy, like I don't know, maybe pets, maybe food, whatever makes you happy. You just want to make sure you have that around you, and that's where you get the wholeness from that makes you happy. I don't
Yeah,
know.
like when you're
I
saying
just,
like, sorry,
yeah, go ahead.
like you're saying like where your life is, like where you want it to be. Like I feel like that's happened to me a lot recently. Like, you know, I'm like everything's going great in my life. Yeah, I'm still sitting here like feeling upset about something small. Like whatever. Like that's supposed to happen. Like it's emotions. It happens. Like it doesn't mean that your life sucks. Like life is still great.
Life is great, man. And sometimes that it just doesn't feel that good. But like, and that's okay. And you're
Yeah.
not supposed to be happy on like you're not supposed to be happy 100% of the time. You're just supposed to be happy more than 50% of the time. I don't know. Whatever it is.
Okay, and this next one also is like there's so many of these that I'm so passionate about. This one is a big one that I think of every time I hang out with people. Don't ruin a great night by trying to make it last forever. At first I heard this and I was like, what does this even mean? But it basically means like there have been so many times where I'm like with friends or whatever and it's like getting awkward by the end of it. Like okay, maybe we should go home. Like oh well maybe we can go do this, and then it's like you try and go do that thing because you're having a good time, but then like everyone's tired and it's just like awkward and you go home and you feel like gross, like oh that was awful. It's kind of similar to like end it on a good note. Like if things are going well, like and things are going great, but you kind of sense like maybe it's time to go home, just go home. No one to leave the party, no one to say like, okay, tonight was good, I'll see you tomorrow. And that it's so hard because it's like, oh, I want to keep hanging out or doing whatever. But so, yeah, that's just like, yeah, that's something that I've practiced. Ta-da!
Good job, Kira. I like that a lot. I feel like it's also just, like you were saying, like no one to leave the party. Like, I feel like this one is hard though, because like, I don't know how to explain what I'm thinking. I feel like that doesn't mean like if everything's like going great 100%, that doesn't mean like walk out. But it means like once you're like happy and fulfilled and you're like tired, you're just like, all right, I'm gonna leave. That's good.
Yeah, like
Make sense?
just know when it's time, basically.
Yeah, and you will probably.
Yeah. Okay, and this one also is one that I like made this up. It's probably real somewhere, but I like thought of this
I was
one
gonna say,
day.
I thought you quoted this from like a book or something, because I
I did.
100% have heard this before.
You've heard it? I might have said
Yeah.
it to you. I think I've said it on this podcast.
Probably.
Okay. The thing is, taking a step backwards doesn't mean that you've already. Doesn't mean that you haven't already walked a mile. That kind of is a tongue twister. But basically what this means to me is like if you've made so much progress with something and then like something goes wrong, it doesn't mean that you're back to square one. For example, let's say like you're trying to get better at math and you've been getting 70s on the quizzes. Then all of a sudden you're getting 90s on the quizzes and you're like, "Oh my God, that's awesome. That's great. That's great." But then you get one more set, you get a 70 again and you're like, "Oh no, I'm back where I was before. Like I lost all my progress." No, you didn't. You're still a lot better. You just maybe took half a step backwards, like, oh, you made a mistake. That's okay. You still made a lot of progress, and that progress is still there.
Exactly. That's a very good point to bring up, that the progress is still there. Like, if you take a step backwards, like, you've still done so much to get you to where you were. It's not like doing one thing is gonna like push you backwards. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Like,
Like,
one
you.
mistake doesn't get rid of everything unless it's a really bad mistake, like, and you get, like, arrested or something. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't kill people. Yeah, definitely don't do that. But you know, like, you always just gotta keep looking forward to everything. Like, don't focus on the past. You wanna focus on what you did, maybe, that was different, that made you go the step backwards, and then focus on how you can add another mile to where you already were.
And that's kind of like your next one that was like, don't focus on, don't focus on the past, focus on the present,
It
and
was my
maybe
attempt at a transition, yes.
good transition. That was a good one, because
Thank
I feel
you,
like
thank
that
you.
one's like not cliche, but like it's like simple enough.
It's something that I have to work on. And I was like, you know what? This is something that I can put, because I have been working on this since I was 11. You have to like just like push the past all behind you, because at this point, like, you can't change it. I feel like that's something that I've worked with a lot. Like, you can't change what's already happened. All you can change is what's happening and what will happen. Because, like, I feel like that's just so important, because people, like, you
Dwell
focus
on
on the
things,
past.
yeah.
Yeah. And, like, there's nothing you can do at that point except, like, either be sad or happy about it. So, like, it's gonna either drag you down, probably, if you're still stuck on it. So, like,
So don't let it.
yeah.
This next one is that you should never be the smartest person in a room. And that's kind of like, a metaphor, whatever, but you should always be surrounded by people who are better than you in some way, because this is like such an overused, like, concept, I feel like, where it's like you kind of morph into what you surround yourself with. So you shouldn't be surrounding yourself with people who are like, who are going to be bad influences on what you're trying to achieve or whatever, who are bringing you backwards. You should surround yourself with people who inspire you and people who are, quote, smarter than you, quote, like, who are, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you want to surround yourself with people who not only make you happy to be around, but are also just good for you to be around, because those are two different things. And I feel
People that
like
you
people
can
don't think
learn
of that.
from, and people that, like, because I feel like, for example, I keep going back to, like, sports, which is so weird because I don't even play sports, but it's like I would rather be the worst player on a varsity team than the best player on a JV team. Julia's shaking her head.
From experience, I would not want to do that, but I like the analogy, so I'm just
Well,
not going to
that's
say
just,
anything.
I don't know, that's from me, because I feel like
It's going to
on,
inspire you to work harder. I
yeah,
agree.
exactly. It might be like embarrassing or whatever, but I
Besides
think
the
it'll
embarrassing
push
part,
you.
all it's going to do is just inspire you to work harder and try and learn from other people. And, like, that's what we're trying to get at, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Another one that I use against people all the time, not out loud, but in my head, is that an apology without change is just manipulation.
You should use that out loud. And that's a that would shock them. They'd be like, oh my God, are you gaslighting me? Like, no, you're gaslighting me. Sorry.
But no, like, if you're gonna say sorry, you like, or like, like, I'm sorry for like not calling you
Pushing you down the
back or
stairs.
whatever, like, okay, pushing you down the stairs, and then the next day you push them down the stairs again, that's you weren't sorry then, you did it again.
You clearly didn't learn anything from your mistakes. You owned it, but you didn't learn from it.
You owned it, you didn't learn from it. So yeah, that's basically that one. So I think that's more one that you need to, like, okay, definitely do that. Like, if you are in a situation where you're apologizing and you're taking responsibility for your actions, change your actions. But also, if someone else is doing that to you, realize that they're probably a little bit of a manipulative person.
And if they're not going to change, don't waste your time around them. Like, they're clearly not good for you.
These all
Like,
connect
send them down
back
the
together.
stairs.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they're gonna push you down the stairs over and over again, and it's not gonna be good.
You're going to end up breaking a bone.
Okay.
I feel like this is just like a really fun one that I always like to just imagine in my head, which is funny because you wrote it down. But, like, you know, worst case scenario, it'll be a really funny story to tell at parties later. Because, like, just think about, like, all the stupid things that you've done for, like, no reason. You're just like, wow, this is going to be really funny to tell a story about at some point. Like, you know?
Yeah, someone I know writes down, like, if we're stuck in a bad situation, he'll, like, write it down in his notes under, like, this would, no, she just mouthed a person. I'll tell you later. Like, in a notes where I think it's like, this would make a funny movie. So, like, if, like, let's say we're like, okay, yes, that person. Okay, so we'll be like, I don't know, like, I'm trying to think of how to not expose some of these situations. Nothing like crazy. Okay, I don't know. It's like, oh, you fall down the stairs at school and you drop your books everywhere. And it's like, you can either feel bad for yourself or write it down and be like, oh, this would be funny in a movie. That's, I don't know. That's like one of the, yeah.
That's such a good way to look at life, though, because it also turns like all like the possible negative situations into like something like really funny to be able to like talk about at another point. I like that one a lot.
Thank you. I'll tell him.
Me too. And oh my gosh, I love this one. Focus on what you can control, not what you can't. I feel like there's so many times where I'm like concerned about like so many things that I can't even control. I'm trying to think of like a good example right now, and I can't. But like, say you have like a big test coming up, right? And you're so worried about how you're going to do on the test. Like, you can't really control like what's going to be on the test necessarily. Like, say you have a math test, right? You don't know what exactly is going to be on the test. What you can control is how prepared you are for the test. You could slack off and not do anything, which is not going to go well for anybody involved. Or you could try and study and prepare yourself. Maybe go to the teacher, ask what kind of questions are going to be on the test, and if she's a nice teacher or he's a nice or they're a nice teacher, maybe they'll tell you. You know, so like, I don't know. You just gotta like focus on what you can control. And oh my God, there's a quote from Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them by Newt Scamander, which is worrying only means you suffer twice.
You
And I feel like
brought that up in the first episode, fun
I
fact.
remember. And I feel like, oh my God, in the first episode of season four, I feel like that's just like, I don't know, it works so good here because like you also need to focus on like if you can't control something, like there's no point in like worrying about it because it's gonna happen either way, you know?
Yeah. That was okay. When I was not to like get deep, but when I was like 10, 11, 12, aka when that movie came out, I feel like I had a lot of anxiety. I still have a lot of anxiety, but it was new. And I didn't know how to deal with it, and it really scared me. So I would get really scared about everything, mostly things that I couldn't control. Like I remember I would think about, what happens when you die a lot and stuff like that. Like things that I was just like so freaked out about. And I would just repeat that quote to myself over and over again because I was like, I loved that movie, and I would just be like, worrying me to suffer twice. Like just think about it. Like it's gonna happen one day, and it's gonna be whatever. But like if I worry about it now, I'm just gonna suffer more. And like that was how I kind of got through my anxiety for a good few years.
Yeah, me too, actually. We've never talked about this. But like, I don't know, it's all about thinking in your head and stuff.
It's all about thinking in your head and stuff. Yeah. Make me a licensed psychiatrist after that. It's all about thinking in
Could
your
be
head and
one.
stuff.
I just quote like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them the whole entire time.
It's okay because the whole time you were saying that, I was thinking of Hamilton, in Wait For It when they say, like, I'm the one thing in life I can control.
Oh, damn. Dang. I should have quoted that.
That's a good one too.
Yeah.
And the last one is kind of just an overarching thing for life. Just be grateful for everything that you have because it'll make you so much happier, and you'll accidentally make other people happier too, just by like being a brighter person. Like I think we can all, not to sound like totally cringy and like awful, because I know that I don't do this, but I think we can all afford to just be a little bit nicer and more optimistic, because we humans like to complain. Things will be going great and we're still complaining about something. So just be grateful for what you have, and it'll make you happier.
Yeah, as long as you appreciate what you have, and oh my gosh, like okay, this is like such like a swell one, but just like thank people, because like I feel like
Yes.
nobody like thanks people anymore, and it's just like kind of like awkward. So like if you just did, like you'll make them happy and shocked, and you'll be happy and also
I'm
shocked that you actually said
shocked.
something. So like,
Please.
just like be a good person, honestly.
Yeah. Be a good
That's where
person
to end
overall.
it. Yeah.
Anyway, we're definitely not experts on growing up, just disclaimer. Like we're not, no matter how much we
At
say,
the end of the episode, disclaimer, guys.
disclaimer, we have no idea what we're talking about. But we're learning every day. We're growing up as we speak. We're literally, wow, we're growing right now.
That's so
That's crazy. But we hope that you heard at least one piece of advice in this episode that you found helpful and hopefully not too cringy, because I know that a lot of this is really cringy, but it helps.
funny. Yeah, and whether it was helpful or not, you should totally follow our social medias. Our Instagram and TikTok is at ACOIM.podcast, and our Twitter is at ACOIM_podcast. Follow us there to keep up. Follow us there to keep up and hear about all the awesome stuff we have planned for season four, which is totally a lot.
When you say that every week, but you still stutter over it. Just
I'm
kidding.
so
That's
sad about it
like the only
after.
time you've ever done it, so I'm not gonna.
I know. It's awful.
It's okay. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week on a coming of age movie.